Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History. I am your host, Elise, and here's what happened on January 11th. In 2022, Major League Baseball's National League adopted the designated hitter rule, 49 years after the American League voted to allow designated hitters to pinch hit for pitchers on this day in 1973. The designated hitter rule had been suggested, unsuccessfully, as early as 1906, but by the early 1970s, Charlie Finley, the colorful owner of the Oakland A's, became an outspoken advocate. Finley argued that a pinch hitter to replace the pitcher, a player who usually batted poorly, exceptions like the legendary Babe Ruth notwithstanding, would add the extra offensive punch that baseball needed to draw more fans. His fellow owners agreed, voting to allow the AL, which lagged behind the NL in both scoring and attendance, to put the designated hitter rule into practice. Surprising fact? On opening day 1973, Ron Bloomberg of the New York Yankees became the league's first designated hitter. Also on this day in history, in 1908, President Theodore Roosevelt declared the Grand Canyon a national monument, and in 1964, the U.S. Surgeon General announced a definitive link between smoking and cancer. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.